We did a little report to the commission. I don't think it was ever published as a separate. I wasn't smart about publication. But it was about the characteristics of the prisoners who participated in research and those and the population at large. And what we learned was that within the boundaries of what this term means, the people that were in research were the more sophisticated prisoners. They were more likely to have they were more advanced educationally. They may have even been having been in prison longer or more than once. I can't remember what the measures were, but they were the most likely to have understood what they were being asked to do. From out of the prison population. We learned from talking to the prisoners themselves that this was viewed as, they had a word, I can't remember what it is, not options. There were a program, maybe it was called a program.
Oh.
There were different programs that you could participate in.
Oh, I see.
And you could generate a little bit of income this way or a little bit that way, and they were paid a little bit. They were paid some sort of a nominal amount. And this one was viewed as a really good program because, first of all, it took you away from whatever the rest of your day-to-day, ordinary, repeated life. It was different and new. It was interesting. They were actually housed in, a lot of the studies involved, people, being overnighted or, being in the research unit for several days. So from the prisoner's perspective, this was a really good option to have. They were, for the ones that were in, that were being the research subjects, they liked it. They did not feel pressured to be in. They didn't feel like they couldn't consent.